I'll go with flow.
Well, we're on the air.
We're on the air.
And welcome, once again, to the Win and Don Show. We appreciate you being here. We really do. It's still a great day here at BBS Radio, and welcome aboard.
Why don't we have the audience vote to decide if it should be the Win and Don Show or the Don and Win Show?
I truly like the Win and Don Show. I think it has more flair.
You think?
I do, really.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're the boss of BBS. So
you know, that's not true. Not any longer, no. Well, in some respects, yes.
So, I wonder if there's anyone who's been listening to us for 2 years that's ever called in.
There's probably a lot of people. Yeah.
I think it's possible that somebody actually became our fan 2 years ago.
Well, before we start taking callers, you know, I have a question. You know how a lot of people, they go into meditation, they want to remember their dreams, right? I mean, I do.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people say, well, you really need to practice. Practice and you can remember your dreams. Ask before you go to bed, ask these higher sources, hey, please, let me remember my dreams, and somehow you're going to be able to remember them. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've tried all that. It's great stuff. It never works. Honest. I mean, a lot of it does, but that doesn't. So...
But Don.
No, hold on.
I was just going to say, don't drink a beer before you go to bed, because then it screws it up.
Oh, no. Heck, that helps, actually. No, well, what I'm trying to say is, though, it was a little unusual. You know that big full moon we had out the other night?
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't that pretty? So I didn't go anywhere except for just stand outside and look at it for a little while. And I said, you know, before I went to bed, I'd love to remember my dreams. Please let me remember my dreams. And I woke up with this raging hard on. You know what I mean?
And that's the word. You woke up with what?
A raging hard on.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Dad.
Now, I'm trying to figure out, what does that mean? Because it took me, I must have been in meditation for 2 hours. What do you think that means?
It means you took too much Viagra the night before.
touche, man.
Now, Don, don't go through the boundaries of decency here. This is a public show, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay?
That's right. We got a censor.
We got a
censor. We're in the habit of censoring stuff around here.
We never have a topic. We start off like this, and it goes, usually, sometimes it goes good, and then sometimes it doesn't. Right, Don?
I think it goes good most of the time.
Well.
Most of the time.
Some of the time. Some of the times it goes good.
50-50. 51% is all we need to get to heaven. So I figure... We're going to open up the Don and Win coffee shop on the other side. We just need to be with it 51% of the time.
51% to stay on the air, okay? If you weren't the boss, we would have been kicked off the air already.
Oh, long time ago. In fact, funny you should say that because, well, I don't want to get into that again. I think I went over that last show.
Don's mother.
Get that bum off the air.
Don's mother liked our last show.
I think they're actually plotting against me now to figure out how to get me off the air.
They are?
Probably.
Who is?
The other management.
They're sick of you being on the air?
Oh, they. You know.
Huh?
They think I'm just a bum with a mouth.
Well.
I'm joking.
Market for bums with mouths.
No, but, we've talked about it being on the air. I kind of like having a co-host. You know, if I had to monologue, I couldn't do it.
You couldn't?
I don't think so. I just don't have that much that's important to say, really.
Now, I'm going to have to go through the logs of all our shows where you said, there's nothing I don't know, I know everything, but occasionally somebody learns something from something, so we should put it out.
No, no, I don't say occasionally somebody learns something from something. I would say, if I had said what you just said, then I would say, and hopefully somebody will learn something from me. Right?
Yeah, but you don't know anything.
That's right.
Well, I'm sure people learn something from you.
We have somebody with us tonight, don't we?
Pardon me?
We have somebody with us tonight, don't we?
Who's with us?
I don't know. It sounds like someone's bleeding on the lines.
Well, I mean, you guys better be quiet. We're just sitting here at the dining
room. No.
Yeah, I told you, we have Samuel and Terry and Ashley, but
no,
Ashley has to do work. So, you should let Samuel say hello, because I know his mother will look through the archives and listen to the show if he says hello. And so, that's one good reason. So, Samuel.
Say hello to the Don, the audience of the Don and Wim Show.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Mom.
Welcome, Samuel.
Ashley, would you like to say something? Your mother's going to be listening. You know that.
Hello, listeners.
Ashley, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, I want you to know, Ashley is really sexy, Don.
You know, I could tell that instantly.
But don't be...
And I mean that, Lee.
Her mother's listening, so...
Oh. Remember, this is the Win and Don Show, ma'am.
This is the Don and Win Show. It takes 51%. You know.
It's his picture you'll see on those websites, not mine.
I see. And then we have Terry here. And, of course, Terry is very shy. But you never know who's going to speak through Terry. You know that, right?
I know. Believe me. I eat a lot of vegetables.
You do?
Yeah.
You talking to Terry?
Well, bok choy.
Oh, bok choy. No, that was Daphne, Don. That was not Terry. Bok choy.
Oh. Does Terry do any, bok choy imitations? Or bok choy, or...
We could probably do one. She went to Dolphin. Come here, Ashley. Come on, don't be bashful.
I don't know what this is.
We're going to do a dolphin sound. Now, Ashley went to dolphin school and is quite an expert. And her mother will love this. Okay? Giggling. Say something to get her over being self-conscious. I don't know if that's a sound. Okay, you ready?
That's me blowing on my... beer bottle.
Listen, you promised not to even talk about that.
Well, it's almost empty, so, you know, give me a break.
No. And we weren't going to make pretend you were drinking on the air anymore, so just off to the side. And Ashley, wait a second. Now, be quiet, audience. We're just going to have a moment of silence.
Please.
You're going to hear...
Down in front, please.
You're going to hear Ashley's inner dolphin.
Wow, I like it. It does have dolphin characteristics in it, I promise. I'd almost venture a guess that might be an aboriginal dolphin. An aboriginal dolphin with maybe a brain hemorrhage?
Yeah,
I love it. Very good.
Now, Sam went to dolphin school also, and so Ashley is saying, have Samuel do it also, okay? Now, this is a male version of dolphin.
Of what came earlier?
State of mind tonight. Okay, now, Ashley, I don't know if Samuel can do it. He's more shy than Ashley. Ashley's more gregarious, you know? Am I right? You are.
I want a picture.
You want her picture?
Absolutely. You know what? We've created a new section where you could actually submit photos instantly. They'd be pushed towards the top of the index page for the hosts whenever they want to, you know, present material while they're talking.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different than the new systems out, but it works.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Now, Samuel was hoping I'm going to forget about him, but I'm not really. I'm going to get this Samuel. Now, Samuel is actually an art teacher in Phoenix, definitely a guy from another dimension. And, you know, like I said, people these from other dimensions, either they are musicians.
Either they look like us or they don't.
or they're ambulance drivers, or they don't end up fitting. So these guys both have occupations where they have figured out how to be interdimensionally of service, just doing ordinary things, but in an extraordinary way, right? So, Samuel, I'm just going to put this in front of you. If we have dead silence, it means Samuel froze up.
Wow! Hey, I got to tell you, welcome to the League of Extraordinary Hosts, my friends.
So, Don, if you want to take a weekend off, we have a couple of dolphins here. Our co-host.
They want to chit-chat, huh?
Can you guys talk to each other, like back and forth?
Oh, absolutely. Give it a go.
You.
And I want you to translate, Wynn.
Me? No. Don, you can translate, okay?
All right, I'll translate.
You should have known something about dolphins.
Wait, I'll translate.
Dolphins, now Ashley can back me up on this. Dolphins are very promiscuous, aren't they?
Probably. I mean, let's find out.
Are dolphins promiscuous?
They don't have just one partner, generally. Depends on what type of dolphin.
No. Do they like watching each other when the other ones do it?
I don't know if they watch each other, as in, like, one human watching another,
water.
But they're all together. They're always together.
They're always together, so they're doing...
They might go off a little bit, but...
So, now, what would turn, then, a dolphin on? Would it be the echo? Or would it be something else?
What would turn a dolphin on, did you say?
Yeah, would it be the echo, the sounds, or would it be something else? Would it be like him slapping his fin up against the other one's, side, body, back, dorsal? I mean, I don't know, whatever they do. I mean, they don't ump, do they? I mean, I don't know. I mean, when I think of ump, and I think, I apologize to the audience, I think of, like, at least something that looks like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. I mean, it's got to have at least little arms, doesn't it, for that to fit?
It's like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Well, you know, it's going to have some form of arms to do humping, right?
Wait a second. It's got arms, you mean?
Well, I don't know. You know, they do call it a humpback whale, so I just don't know. I mean, now I'm confused. So... You think it's the sound that gets them all excited, promiscuous?
Well, I'm not. Or
would it them be sailing through the water, touching each other? What you ask the dolphins?
I hope Hildy is learning something from this, Don. I don't want to get a nasty email from Hildy. Okay. Okay. She's our chaperone. She is our chaperone. And when we screw up, she gets on us both, okay?
I think she's even taken to emailing you privately.
Well, only when she's really, really upset with you. Otherwise, both get the email together. She emails me when she's upset with me, okay? So, Ashley,
yes.
Do you want to... Now, there actually is a woman.
You know, I got to tell you, folks, I mean, Wynn gets more action than a fisherman with the best bait on his hook. He just does. I'm always speaking to new gorgeous women when I'm talking to Wynn. This is like a regular occurrence. And... Maybe I really should come down there and take some lessons from you. How much would it cost to become the Sheik of Love?
Don, I'm not getting any physical action.
I'm not talking about that. Who needs physical? We're talking about, you know, sonar, baby.
We're talking about what?
Sonar?
Sonar?
Let's see. I don't know what you mean by that. Sonar is when...
Ask the dolphins. Ashley will know.
Sonar is when you can pick another dolphin up, I guess, in the distance, right? I wonder if, there's any, if we have anybody listening.
Ask Ashley if she can feel that.
Ask... Don, would you stop that?
It was a mental exercise.
It was obscene, Don. I could feel it.
Well, I was aiming it at you.
Sorry. Listen, let's see if there's anybody that identifies with being a dolphin in our audience, okay?
Absolutely. I think we should. I think there are many dolphins in our audience. Many.
If someone likes dolphins and wants to know... I mean, actually, you know, there's certain things about dolphins that are not very well known. Like, dolphins are very close to human consciousness. They have a lot of human emotions, and they volunteered, I believe, to come into this realm to help anchor the grids. And they operate in a group consciousness. It's a pod. And they're all psychic with each other. And so...
Yeah, I believe that, only because... I don't know why. I've felt it many times. I've actually had an OBE with dolphins, and probably one of the most extraordinary ones I've ever had, actually, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could hear them, and they were clacking in my ear, and that's the word I use, clack, because it was this, and I felt like I was out in the sea and swimming with them, and I mean, it was a wonderful time. That, by the way, that happened at James Gilliland's ranch, Iseti.org. And I was sitting outside on this old hay, what would you call it? A wagon, maybe? Didn't quite look like a wagon, but it was old. And I was sitting on it and started meditating in a quiet area. And that just came to me, overwhelmed me, actually. I was... really emotionally overwhelmed. I was, in fact, so overwhelmed I was embarrassed by it.
So there's a woman whose name is Linda Shea, who has a dolphin school in Sedona. Sedona? Yeah. And around the world, she travels around the world, and I think she teaches people how to assimilate certain the better attitudes of dolphins that we've separated ourselves from, like the telepathy, like the grouping together, the pod nature. Now I'm going to turn it over to Samuel, and he's going to tell you what he learned from dolphin school.
All right.
Don't make fun of him. This is a young, serious, beautiful...
Samuel, you get your up here, and let's talk.
Well, don't consider me... an ambassador of any kind. I'll just tell you what I know.
You're an ambassador to the Cetacean Nation, right?
Yes.
There you go.
But Wynn summed it up really well. Oh, is it like that? Okay. We're having some technical adjustments. So what was the question again, Wynn?
What's your name?
What was the question?
Well, the question was, how do they like it? How do dolphins like it? Do they like it with a lot of, sonar vibration, or do they like more touch?
Well, they are very physical, but
does anyone measure them if they send off vibrations? Do they get ecstatic just by hearing themselves send off a particular vibration or others? Or is there more to it, or less to it?
If you ever have
or someone one, involved?
You ever wonder what Don is alluding to, and he seems to be mysterious. Just substitute the word sex, and you're probably correct.
Just always regress to adolescence, and you'll find me.
Right.
Exactly. That was for you.
All right.
So I'm coming.
A question?
Sure. Ask away.
Did you have a question for me?
No, I thought you had a question for me.
No. I was asking.
Would you like to ask me a question?
No, I don't.
Really?
I don't have one.
I might even have an answer. It's not often, but, you know,
but
I come by one or two every now and again, I promise. That was another kiss for you.
Okay, let me ask a question. Daniel, how did going to dolphin school and learning about dolphin, how dolphins connect with each other, help you in your own life? And we'll give a plug to the dolphin school when we're finished.
I'd say that one of the biggest lessons of the school is it's called the frequency of flow. And I'm sure anyone who has been trying to better their life understands that when things are in flow, everything's working better, and you're able to go from one thing to another without much effort on your part, and there's a lot of ease to your life and being able to create that for yourself. That's pretty much, that's one of the fundamental things that they teach.
Don, are you there?
Well, I think everybody's here. I was just waiting for the grand finale. You know, Sam, you're right. Sam?
Yeah.
And when you're right, you're right. You know what I mean?
When you're right, you're right? Is that what you said?
That's what I said. See, you're right.
Yeah.
And, you know, when...
Yeah?
So, you and I really should really start some form of an instant messaging program. Oh, Wynn. I love you, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving.
Is there something you didn't want to tell? You wanted to tell me privately?
Well, no, you never phoned me, did you, for Thanksgiving? I never phoned you either.
Phoned you the day after, Don.
Yeah, you actually did.
That's just
But I wished you a happy Thanksgiving before you did me.
But I phoned you.
Yeah, but who was first?
Well, I was...
The chicken or the egg?
I was just being gracious and letting you go first. I know you need to take the lead, so I didn't want to have it like I asked you first.
It's not that I need to. It's that when you know, it's... Have you ever seen a dolphin?
Now don't switch the subject. Thanksgiving. Well,
I've been giving... You know, I got to promise you, I've been... Another kiss for you. I've been giving thanks ever since I've been... I would have to say about...
Where'd you go? Hello, Don.
17. 8.
You're disappearing.
10 of them.
You're disappearing.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hello, Don. Oh, now Don's making dolphin sounds. Listen, if there's any wannabe dolphins out there...
I actually could make a dolphin noise, I think.
Hey, Don, why don't we invite some call-ins?
I think we should find out who can actually make the wildest dolphin noise of anybody on the air.
Yeah, let's get
and then I will make, I promise you, folks, I will make my dolphin noise, which has never been heard even by me.
Hey, Don?
Yes?
And here's what we'll do. We're going to invite some call-ins, but they don't have to identify themselves. All they're going to do is we're going to have call-in 1, call-in 2, call-in 3, and we're going to see who can make the best dolphin sound. So whoever calls, we'll just put them on the air, and you guys make you can make your dolphin sound, and no one will know who you are, and we're going to make the best, okay?
Uncensored dolphin sounds, folks. So if you call in right now, 877-876-5227, toll-free. In the U.S. And, of course, we have another number there that starts with 888, and that's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. So give us a call, and you, too, might win the grand prize of being honorary what?
honorary.
I mean, a title's good.
You can be honorary number one dolphin caller on the Don and Wynn Show.
There you go, folks. We might even plaque it out for you in an email. You know, give you like an email plaque or something.
I'll tell you what, Don. If anyone makes a really good call, and you know, if we know if they're a man or a woman, we may have somebody that loves you out there. So they can email Don and say, I really want to get to know caller number one. You can fix them up. Because
caller number one was my favorite one.
Well, why isn't the phone ringing, Don?
You know, I don't know. Let me see. Well, I'll tell you, it's working. Unless I got them hooked up somewhere. Hold on. No, I'm telling you, we might, I think people are bloody well ignoring us.
Look at your meter, dude. We can always tell how we're doing if we...
Oh, how many people? We've got a crowd out there. We got a crowd.
You wouldn't tell the truth if we didn't have a crowd. Really.
Well, a crowd to me is two. Man, I mean, we're raging. We've got, maybe three.
We always know we have two people.
My mother's listening, and possibly my father's ghost. That's two, minimum.
Your aunt.
And that's a fact.
Your aunt. Remember your aunt?
Well, that might be... Yeah, well, exactly. There's the maybe three.
What's her name?
Dot.
Annie Dot.
Annie Dot.
So we got three people.
That's right.
None of them are calling.
Nobody's calling. And now, hold on. We want somebody new. We want somebody new. Somebody who's never called in to BBS Radio.
Now remember,
before.
When he says hello, you don't have to say, hi, my name is this. All you got to do is make your version of a dolphin sound. And just in case you can't remember what a dolphin sounds like.
Call in now.
Samuel, give your number one just to remind you. Samuel, just remind him what a dolphin
sounds. Samuel?
How about Don? Will you do it this time, and then I'll follow up?
Yeah, Don, you do a dolphin sound.
Well, I don't know if it's a dolphin sound. I mean, if I got to do mine first, cool. I mean, I will.
Well, go ahead. We'll critique it.
All right.
Come on.
Is that a dolphin?
I think you got it.
I see. You know, I was studied.
What do you mean, Samuel?
I've had my cert.
That's pretty good.
That's what a dolphin would sound like if he laughed and he was really of a higher vibration.
Nothing.
Okay? And you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Did your brother listen? Doug, this is his chance.
What's that?
This is your brother's chance.
I'm starting to wonder whether even anybody out there is listening. I mean, I see the numbers, but they could lie.
Listen.
I mean, I can actually monitor a lot of the streams.
Dr. Fred Bell, if you're listening to us, I know you've always wanted to try this out on the air. You don't have to say it's you. Remember.
Dr. Bell doesn't listen to our program.
He doesn't?
No.
He used to.
He says he does.
Yeah.
I think he says he listens to our program, but I don't think he actually listens.
Well, announce again the number.
It is. Folks, for all you out there in Kentucky, we have a special number for you. 530-876-5227. You actually can access that number if you're in Arkansas. But other than that, you could try 877-876-5227. That is toll-free for anywhere else but Tennessee and Arkansas.
Another one of our listeners is Dennis.
And the what?
Dennis of Jara and Dennis.
Jara.
Jara would be excellent.
Jara. Folks, if you've ever met Jara, I'm telling you, what a name, huh?
This is a chance for her to make...
What a name.
And she can promote her own show, which was on earlier.
It's all in a Jara.
Huh?
Exactly. What a name.
Well, Don.
That moment's over.
Don, this might be the worst show we ever did.
I think it's probably... this will go out in the annals.
I don't know if other people will be entertained, but at least I'm having fun, okay?
I'm having fun, so I really don't care who's entertained.
You don't care, huh?
You know, to be the honest truth, most of the programs on our network, people love. So if they hate one show, it's not going to pick me too bad.
There again, Don?
I said if they hate one show, it's not going to pick me too bad.
You mean the Don and Win show?
The Win and Don show.
The Win and Don show.
Right.
If it's going to be the Win and Don show, then I have to take the lead in it, okay?
I agree.
And you know, I love to talk about channeling in my book.
You're a leader maker.
Yeah. And, you know, so should we talk about channeling, Don?
Anything you take the lead on talking about, my leader maker?
Leader maker.
It sounds like one of those Jewish bankers. Excuse me, my name is Leader Maker.
Hey, everyone's scared to call tonight. This is one of the first shows where no one's called.
I'm starting to wonder if AT&T isn't screwing with our lines, because I've never experienced this in my life. But then again, we want new callers, folks. New. If you're new and have not heard us before, we want to hear from you. If you're somebody who's been listening, we love you. Keep listening. We do want to hear from you. But today, we want to hear from somebody new. We actually want to know if there is even a new listener out there. I'm sure there is. There might be one new one. If you're new and you have stage fright, think of us. If you can actually do worse than us on the air, then you do have something to worry about. I wouldn't call either. But if you're not going to do worse than us, then I suggest you give us a jingle. It's Christmas.
You know, I should do a little commercial for my conference line, okay?
Absolutely. Commercialize this whole show.
I tell these people to check in for the conference line, and they listen to about 3 minutes of the Don and Win show, and they said, oh, well, not this week. So we know they're not on the line right now, but we do know that Ashley's mother is on the line listening. We can say hello to her especially.
And is Ashley's mother as beautiful as Ashley?
At least.
At least? Oh, see, that's tremendous value in those words.
Happily married.
Well, you know what's the value in a word?
And you're happily married, except you're mad because you're not taking her out on weekends because you're doing the Don and Win show.
I'm sinfully married, and sinfully happy, and sinfully mad.
You are? Sinfully?
Sinfully.
I see.
I watch the TBN network. They tell me I was born a sinner. Now I say the devil rocks my soul.
So I figure
you can't beat him.
It's 7:31. Is the time moving fast or slow, Don?
I mean very slow.
Very slow.
We're in a time warp, my friend.
Well,
this is the Win and Don show.
It's a good thing we don't have a guest on tonight.
Doc. I'm about to let you have about 2 minutes while I go take a ring-a-ding-ding.
Well, I'm just going to do a 3-minute group meditation if you do that, okay?
I would like that because while you're bowing to do a meditation, I'll be bowing both heads to do a meditation.
3 minutes, huh?
Well, it might be 4.5. Depends on how long it takes to...
Now, I have never heard a professional host in my life say they had to go for a ring-a-ding-ding in the middle of a show, Don.
Well, you don't know what a ring-a-ding-ding is. I do.
I think it's very unprofessional.
Well, I think it'll only take a minute.
It's going to take a minute?
Well, it might.
Now, this is where we need...
If it's warm...
This is where we need instant email. so that you can email me and say, well, I have to go do a ring-a-ding-ding.
No, I've been sending you lots of pictures.
Huh?
You don't need any more.
Say that again?
You got all the pictures of me you need, my friend. You remember that one next to the coffee maker?
No.
Come on, admit it. The one with, you know, where the, what do they call those things? Those little dishes? Ornate dishes?
Ornate dishes.
In your cupboard? You know that, what do they call that? A stanza or a stand or cupboard stand or?
Been to where I live, so how do you know it's in my cupboard?
Well, you don't remember?
No. And you're the one that gets drunk. I mean, I shouldn't say that. Deep
See, there you go. You admitted it. I wasn't drunk that time. You were.
One that used to do that and might have an option to forget things, right? Uh-oh.
John? I'm here.
You're not firing me, are you?
All right, you're fired.
All right. Well, start a topic off, and I'll finish it. Wait a second. You want to go to go ring-a-ding-ding, right?
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was just going to go grab a hot coffee.
Remember that Chuck Berry song?
I like to drink coffee in the first 15 mm-hmm. minutes it's brewed.
Sing-a-ling-ling, sing-a, what's the name of that song? Never mind. It's probably too X-rated for our show.
You know any British ditties?
What's that?
British ditties.
So, you can go and come back when you're ready, okay? And as for all you guys that are interested.
All right, I'll be right back. Thank you.
This is a Winfrey co-host with Don Newsome of the Don and Win Show. And we'll do a commercial
Uh-oh.
Now.
Uh-oh. We have a caller.
What's that?
We have a caller right in the nick of time.
That's because you were leaving. They thought they were going to talk to me.
They are talking to you.
Hi, Don. Hi, Wynn.
Is this Ja, as Wynn so eloquently stated?
This is Jean.
Who?
Jean.
Jean.
Yes.
Oh, is this... Jean.
You sound a lot like a lady I know.
Okay.
So, Jean.
Jean, is this Jean in Sioux Falls?
Yes, it is.
Jean, you're not supposed to be listening to the show.
Ever.
I know, but...
The aliens have even put it off limits. You know how they actually sequestered off the U.S. and the rest of the Earth? They've done the same with our program.
I needed some information.
Now, if you're asking me for serious information, this is not the venue to get it. But go ahead and give it. If you're calling up to sound like a dolphin, you've come to the right place.
Well, nobody else is calling. I thought I better.
Oh, I appreciate that you're calling. I mean, we've been feeling lonesome.
Well, are you going to make a dolphin noise for us?
You know, I don't even know what a dolphin sounds like.
How's that?
That sounded pretty close, though, I think.
Let Samuel give you a really authentic... He went to school.
All right, Samuel, give it to us.
He's got a degree in dolphin sounds. Go ahead.
What? Enough said, folks. Thank you. That was dynamic, well put, powerful, I might add. Succinct.
I think your sound is that of a...
Excellently well...
That's the sound of a horny dolphin. I think
well,
that's
the... That was good, but now it's got both my dogs barking. Well, I needed to ask Wynn what his phone number is for his evening shows, the phone conferences that he does.
Well, the Wednesday night call... Jeez, now you're putting me on the spot. Okay. and anyone's welcome to tune in to the Wednesday night call. We're actually doing quite an amazing thing, and we're doing a live channeling on the telephone line and answering questions. And You can, if you forget where that is, you can go to the radianzone.com, which is a new site that I put together.
Okay, and I do have the Wednesday night phone number. It's the other nights that I don't have.
Now, the other one, we don't give out publicly.
Okay.
If you email me or email the person on the Radiant Zone, say, what's the schedule of the conference calls? The reason is, on the other calls, it's more of an interactive call.
Okay.
So we want a slight screening, a filtering, so that there's a group energy, as I call it, or, you know, whereas the Wednesday night call, we're just, you know, it's more, the audience is more passive, so it's okay to invite everyone. So, and that goes for anyone that's listening. If anyone wants to study my website, www.higher-vision.org, there's all the emails of...
It's all hush-hush, man. We'll try to send it to you in email, but we'd appreciate you burning it when you've done reading it.
So, Jean, does that answer your question?
It sure does. You have a good evening, and I'm going to keep listening.
Hey, Jean.
All right. Well, thank you. Jean?
Yes.
Jean was one of those people that got to ask a question last Wednesday. And, Jean, you want to share how it impacted you?
Oh, he was very eloquent. And Matthew, he was very interesting. And I was really happy with the words he gave me.
Huh?
It gave me hope for my daughter. She's been recovering for 7 years now, and I know she's got a lot of spiritual awareness, and she's got a lot of things that she needs to do, but she needs to get healed first. And, of course, there's nothing more humbling than pain, so she's pretty humble. But she's going to get better, and she's got great things ahead of her, and that's a lot of what he said, and it was great to hear that.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. And before you go, we'd like to leave you with a few words. We always leave, you know, when we do psychic readings. And
yes.
I did one for you. I just don't want to, you know, give it to you over the air or ever.
I heard
but
it.
But there you go. And I would like to leave you with a few words. I don't know if you'll win the lottery on them, but just a few words.
No.
The.
It's okay.
Ort. Nope. Manji and Wilton. So if you'll just take those words, and I don't know if they'll mean anything to you in the future. Maybe keep them at the front of your forehead, and, you know.
I'll put them in my third
comes.
Eye.
There you go.
Gina, do not.
Thank you.
I do not endorse Don's readings. He's getting good at making dolphin sounds. The readings, you're on your own if you're listening to Don, okay?
Okay.
And,
thanks, guys. You have a great evening.
You bet.
Keep up the good work.
Anybody that wants to know about our Monday, you know, our nightly channeling, our healing channeling, please, you can email me at winfree@yahoo.com. And
I'll heal you.
I will send it back to you. So, Don, are you finished with your tingling?
Absolutely.
Huh?
Absolutely.
So you're back with me? Huh?
I'm with you.
You are?
I'm all here.
You are. Oh, I'm glad to hear it. It's good to have you all here. Now, you know, Terry's been sitting here, but she hasn't been really participating. And, you know, I've never heard Terry make a dolphin sound publicly, and she's very shy. So we're going to have Terry now. She may not do this. I mean, she does have free will, so I can't force her to do it.
Terry, you'll do it for me, won't you?
Will you try to make a dolphin sound, Terry? She says, give me the phone.
All right.
Okay.
That's pretty good. Now, if I wanted to hit on you, Terry, what kind of sound would I make?
That's a shy dolphin.
Right? Oh, what kind of sound would I make?
That's an example of a shy dolphin. Now, they're all telling me that I should do it, too. You know? Do you think I should do it, Don?
I don't know. It sounded like half a hiccup.
What? Terry?
Terry, you can do better than that.
But, Jack, come on. She's going to try again.
All right. She turned me on, I'm telling you.
I'm today the Don and Wish show. Tomorrow, Howard Stern.
Silence in the audience.
Say that again?
There was silence in the audience. Please don't let them get on Howard Stern.
Are we losing audience time?
Oh, rapidly.
Are numbers going down?
About 400%. I don't know how it's possible, but we lost 400%.
We did? From the beginning, really?
Yeah. We went beyond zero.
Minus 10 listeners, huh? Well, folks, you're listening to the Don and Wynn Show. My name is Wynn Free. Time for another commercial for my book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. Fitting in between all those dolphins, it's one of the most successful books in the dolphin kingdom. And it's a true story, and you can get more information at www.cayce's.back. And on that note, Don, are you getting any better at this dolphin stuff? Hello, Don. Oh, still on the air. We have another 7 minutes. Are we on the air, Don? Hello, Don. All right. I'll find out the hard way if we're on the air, and then we'll call in the light, and I'll go on the computer. I don't know if you guys are listening to me. I don't know where John went. My cell phone still says we're on the air. But, see? We're turning on the computer, and...
I apologize. I told you I had to go give a coffee real bad.
Tell me when you're leaving. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, I was so enthralled by, you know, I was really getting ecstatic. I had to go give a coffee or I wouldn't have made it.
I see.
I think it was the dolphin. Ashley was her name? And Terry was the other.
Ashley and Terry.
Ashley and Terry. I'll be over. You tell them that I want to get to know dolphins. I want to learn from them. I'm going to sit down. I will be their pupil.
Yeah.
All right. Wynn, you don't have to tell them that. Just tell them we love their show. They were great. You know, give them all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Are they still listening?
Sweet.
No, they were great. I mean, I love those sounds.
Wait a second. They're actually practicing. I walked out of the room because I thought you left me. I don't know if I was on the air or not. And they're still practicing their dolphin sounds. I heard them in the kitchen.
All right. They do it in a group?
Huh?
They practice sounds in a group?
Well, they're just talking to each other. It's kind of like, and you say, I don't know. Now I thought of trying to do it. I mean, I've made everybody
I hear
it. Do it.
I can hear it.
Maybe we should save my dolphin sound for next week. So that way I can rehearse and it'll give people a reason to come back and tune into it next week, Don, huh?
That sounds good to me. I'd wait for that.
Okay. So I'll practice my dolphin sound and we'll be on next week. And by the way, let's give Linda Shea a plug. Linda Shea has taught Samuel everything he knows at her dolphin school. And here.
If anyone's interested in the dolphins, you can go to, it's called dolphinheartworld.com. So it's spelled just the way it sounds, Dolphin Heart World.
Dolphin Heart World. All right. And?
So, Don, I think it's time to call in the light. Huh?
Oh, Samuel?
Samuel's here.
Samuel?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm missing something. Is it my headphones?
I had my hand on the microphone.
Oh, no. Hey, you guys, you're fabulous. Thank you for being here. We're going to actually spend a little time in calling in on the light, and we have another fantastic program coming up, a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. That's always a great program, one I never miss. So,
Don, we have to thank them for saving us from ourselves tonight.
Thank you very much.
Did a good job.
Excellent job.
Oh, and Terry and Ashley. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Don, myself, Terry, Samuel, Ashley, and everyone who's listening right now. And right now, we just let go of our negativity, our stress, the pains in our body. Let's let it all out. Go into the higher realms of spirit and see ourselves energy flow of what we've been calling the new paradigm. This energy flow that we are in all the time, that's around us, but so many people are blocked from perceiving it. Right now, feel that energy. Feel that flow. Feel it moving through your body and into the earth. And those of you who voluntarily choose, we create a group energy amongst all of us. All of us listening, all of us listening on BBS. We just take a moment and put our energies together, and we ask for those positive sources to join with our energy on the other side, in the other dimensions. And we now have one group energy that we send around our planet, filling in all the dark holes, filling in all the spaces. And we can, let's see how much time we have. We're out of time. We'll just take a moment of a few seconds of silence, and you can send this energy for the highest good to anyone that you think in your space that needs healing. Just close your eyes and feel them in your space and put this energy. And on that note, we wish you all a good night. It's another Don and Wynn show. We'll see you next week, hopefully. And God bless you all.
Well, thank you, Wynn. It was a pleasure once again to have everybody here on the Don and Wynn show. And we welcome you to stick around, because there is another fantastic program coming up, much better than the one you just were paying attention to. It's a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic, Lance White. It's not a program you want to miss, so stick around.
I love you. Ugh.